Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma cut some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. And you're like, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, been no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Come in your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as usual with my man Father Time. Father Time, what's good, brother?
What's cracking, Doc?
Oh man, networking and politicking, like we always do about this time. But you know, check this out, y'all. Tonight we gonna kick it. We gonna have an epic episode. We gonna kick back, relax, have fun. You know what I'm saying? We got a special guest coming on a little bit later. I mean, hey. We're trying to have some fun tonight, y'all. What you think, partner?
That's what's up. That's what's up, dog.
Well, okay, that's what's happening. But until she get here, you know how we do. We always talk our shit, you know, bullshit around. So, what's the goings on, man?
Shoot, I can't call it, man. Just doing my thing, man. Enjoying this beautiful weather we got.
That's what we do. That's what we do. Miss Janine, what's up, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, you sound like you just woke up.
What?
Nothing. I'm mine.
You got my money?
Who money?
You got my money?
Mm-mm. What money is that?
You know you're supposed to give me your whole check. You get paid.
Oh,
we
yeah.
had this discussion last week. I told
mm-hmm.
you about that. I ain't gonna keep waiting on my money. I got to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
I got to pay the bills, so I need your check.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, not that again. Not that again.
I'm just saying, man. You know what I'm saying? She's shortening the savings account, man. I don't know what she's doing. She better quit playing.
You
really?
Can be waiting.
Now, what's happening? You sound like you've been smoking that good stuff. What they call it, that loud? You smoking that loud?
No.
Well, check this out, y'all. Like I told y'all, we got a special guest tonight. We got our girl, the Miss Nasty Bitch. My girl, Snicker Jazz. The Snicker Jazz, what's happening?
What's good? What's good? Tell me something good.
Man, you, baby, how you feeling?
I'm copacetic. You know, nothing changed but the weather, my draws, and my weed. Let's talk about it.
The draws. Okay. First question I got to ask. How does it feel to just be a viral sensation?
It's kind of creepy, actually.
It's creepy?
Yeah. It's kind of creepy. It's kind of spooky. It's not what you think it would be. Yeah. Actually kind of scary, low-key.
Okay, because, man, me and you chopped it up earlier, and you were telling me about the incident when you was at the License Bureau. Now, I mean, Okay, for y'all that don't know, I mean, can you explain to the people who, I mean, you know, I heard the story with a lot of people, but didn't nobody else hear. So can you let everybody know, like, what is, like, some of the cons about this?
Going somewhere and people recognizing you and you don't know them. So I was at the license branch. Somebody knew me as Snickers, and, you know, they decided they want to steal my purse, so I had to go and get all my information all over again. So when I went to the license branch, I just so happened somebody invited me on Facebook, and the only thing they could say was, I'm glad to finally see you in person, and your pictures doesn't do you justice. And I was scared. I never found out who was talking to me. I never knew who he was. He never responded, nothing. Just the fact that somebody knew me from the porno industry and, you know, me doing that and me not being able to put a face to who was talking to me was actually kind of scary.
I can imagine so, but I know you got to get, like, you got to get millions, tons of I want you, can you be my woman, hey, what's up with you, can we go out? I know you get tons of it. I mean, being in an adult entertainment industry, how do you cipher that? How many, like, how do you, like, okay, this guy's genuine, or this motherfucker, he didn't watch this tape and got horny and just trying to come out, just trying to fuck?
9 times out of 10, they tell on themselves. Because that's the first thing that comes out their mouth is, I've seen you in your movies, or I've seen you do this, I've seen you do that. So 9 times out of 10, they tell on themselves. That's how I, you know, do the process of elimination. But in a nutshell, I just stick to what I know. I stick to the people I know. Anything outside of that, I don't know you.
Okay, that's okay. Now you go ahead, brother. Go ahead. It's my man, Father Time. Timer, this is the lovely Snickers.
All right. Let me ask you a question. Now, are you single or are you in a relationship?
I'm dating.
You're dating. Okay, now.
God damn it.
With your job, now, how does that make the person you're dating feel? I mean, they do know what you do for a living, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so, I mean, how does that make him feel?
Well, first off, there's a communication barrier or a situation that we have amongst ourselves. He understands. He knew when he approached the situation what it was. Because real women are going to tell you exactly what's going on before the streets do. And how I want to say it, it was like, first of all, it's not that I do it for a living. It was actually an accident. I did it, and I thought it was just going to be something for a personal archive, and, you know, just got paid really pretty nicely to do it. I didn't know that it was going to do what it's doing now. And so basically, in a nutshell, he kind of caught me in between the adjustment of it. So he understands it's not for a living. It's just now, God damn it, everybody wants this nasty bitch. And, you know, I mean, we have an understanding, because sometimes when it comes down to a relationship, it's just not just sex. You know, it's a different type of bond that, you know, as long as I'm not lying, I tell him exactly everything that's going on. If he want to go, he's more than welcome. Am I comfortable with it? Fuck no. Excuse my language.
Oh, no, this is your city, baby. Say whatever you want.
Oh, okay. But
you say whatever you want.
It was actually kind of an accident, you can say. I did one or two of them just to make a quick couple of dollars, and it went viral. And now I look up everybody from every city, and everybody wants to work with me. So
and I mean, because
let me get this back up. Now, with that being said, would you be comfortable with him in the room?
I said that already. No, I'm not comfortable with it.
Okay, you wouldn't be comfortable with him in the room. Okay, all right, I got you.
No, I mean, but I'm also coming from a dancer's background, and at that point in time, I had a previous boyfriend before that, and the streets actually gave him a nickname. They called him my shadow because he was dark-skinned and I was light-skinned, so they called him my shadow, and everywhere I went, even dancing, you know, because a lot of people know me by that, and I was Nadia in that world, but, and I was okay with that because it was more so he got off with the whole, I know what it is. They not fuck you. I am when I take you home. You're just a tease to them. You're just, you know. So I kind of got accustomed to that, and that if you don't like it, move the fuck around because I'm gonna make my money regardless. I kind of got that syndrome after a while, and that's how it is when you come down to free spirited people. You know, you just you got to learn to live with them. If you don't like it, get the fuck out of the way, because they either they going to trample your ass or you going to get your feelings hurt regardless.
That's a good way to look at it. Now, a lot of people think that you just did. I mean, a lot of people feeling like, okay, you just put these out a couple of months ago, but these tapes, these have been done a long time ago, wasn't it? Well, not a long time ago. But, you know, it's just like, so how surprised was you when it was like, damn, Snickers is just like, just exploding. It's like, man, it's like you got memes. People are taking memes of you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, this. Like I said, I'm going to be honest with you. It was like, have you seen an old girl from Gary? I'm like, no. So, I mean, they like, Snickers. I'm like, who the hell is Snickers? And they like, man, you ain't seen her? So, me being the inquisitive person that I was, I'm like, well, let me just go and look this up real quick. And I was like, okay, like, man, okay, damn, okay. Like I was telling you earlier, they was like, you got to know her. She from Gary. And I'm like, motherfucker, everybody from Gary don't know everybody. Shit.
Correct.
Now,
they don't.
Right. You know, I'm like, now, wait a minute, dude. I'm like, no, I wouldn't forget. I damn sure wouldn't forget her if I knew her. I don't know her. You know? But then, I mean, you know, as I painfully watched it. No, I'm just playing. Wasn't nothing painful about it. But as I watched it, I'm like, shit, you know, and it's like, wait a minute, more than popped up. Shit, I got to the point, hell, I'm in there doing some work. And they like, are you going to finish working? Hey, I'm busy here. Can y'all please calm down? You know what I'm saying? So, right, I am working. Shit, I'm busy. But then it was like, okay. And next thing you know, I start seeing memes. I'm like, okay, like, god damn. I mean, it just exploded. And I know it's like, okay, I mean, the attention got to be great, but it got to be like, it got to be a downside to this.
Oh, there's more than one downside to it. You have females that are using my name to...
really?
What you want to say? Like I said earlier, I used to be a stripper beforehand, before I got into porn. And the girls who I used to work with were stripping, those who know me personally. They took it amongst themselves because they know me personally. They would book shows telling the individuals that I would be there and telling them, oh, we can show up for $2,000 and we need a 10% deposit within 48 hours of the date of the show. And basically some of the girls, the guys are going like, oh, Snickers is coming? Oh, yeah. And they're taking that little $200 48 hours in advance. And the girls is running off with it. And then the guys are coming at me like, oh, we booked you. Oh, bitch, I'm about to fuck you up. And I'm like, whoa, hold on, buddy. What did I do to you? that's a big downfall to it. Like, and then you have those guys who, you know, who can't accept the fact that, believe it or not, I am somebody's mother. I am somebody's daughter, sister, granddaughter. You know, auntie, I am, but at the same time, they can't respect that. But they just look at me as if the porn star or, you know, current word, the thought, or I'm easy or whatever situation may be. And I can go home and in certain parts of the area at home in Gary, I am blessed. And they show me all amounts of love. But this, I call it the new generation. Anybody less than 25 years or younger, they're so beyond disrespectful. And it gets to the point where I pulled up, everybody knows the lemonade stand on 5th. You can go get your little spiked lemonades, and they're pretty decent or whatever. And I go and I show home love whenever, especially when I go home. And some guys knew me from the porno next door to me, well, in the next car to me. And first thing come out their mouth was, well, come on, bitch, let's go ahead and get this orgy popping off. We know you fucking going. Hold on. Who the fuck you think you talking to? I take your nipples and take the pin them bitches together and slap them apart. Don't fucking come at me like that. Then they get mad because they feel like I got disrespected. I disrespected them, but in reality, they don't understand that you disrespected me. You don't know me. I got a mouth to go right along with his ass.
I see. I mean,
okay. it's big downfalls to the situation. You got people coming at your head because people using your name. You don't know who know you in reality. So and or like I can't go in public with my daughter. Especially if I'm in public with my daughter and then people give me a disrespectful, they want to walk up and slap me on my ass. My 9-year-old daughter is right there. How do you explain that to a 9-year-old daughter? Why does a man just walk up to you and just slap you on your ass?
Yeah, that got to be a motherfucker. And I mean, you know, and I'm like, okay, yeah. Like I told you earlier, it's like I constantly, every time I see you, I mean, for every picture, video, you know what I'm saying? You're constantly smiling. It's like, damn, you able to smile through all that. I mean, because you make, I'm not going to lie to you, you make it look glamorous. You make it look glamorous. It's like, damn, you know. So to be able to just smile through all that, it's like, man. But I do got to know, how did the name Snickers come about?
The porno producers. The porno producers. And they came up to me, and I introduced them as with my stripper name. I introduced myself as Nadia. Everyone knows my government name is Jasmine. But I introduced myself as Nadia, and he was like, okay, I like that. You know, it's Arabic. It means hope. Why would you use that name? And I said, well, that's just the first thing that came out of my mouth when I wouldn't put an application in for stripping, and I just stuck with it. And he was like, well, I honestly believe we have a Nadia in this world. And one of the male entertainers came in, and he just looked at my side. He said, God damn, you thicker than a Snickers. And I kept trying to stick with the Nadia, but the guy said it in the midst of one of the pornos, and somebody in another porno site stole the footage, and they labeled me and gave me that name as Snickers, and then it actually ended up on Pornhub, XCXX, Hoodhub, Black Ebony, and that's how my name just came, it's Snickers, and I stuck with it.
Okay. Now I'm curious about something. Like, you use the name Snickers, and I mean, it's like you didn't patent it. Why is it that you make all these motherfuckers say your name like that? Like, the one video that I did, I posted the video as like a promo. You had dude just like, say my name. He like, Snickers. Like, you had. What's up with that?
I mean, you know, when you start doing certain little things, like in the industry, certain little things you start to become known for, it's the only way you can allow people to understand that you're not the same as the next. So, you know, you got to come up with something original, something different to make you stand out from everybody else. And that's actually what I want to say, just to be honest, since I've been fucking, that's been just something I've been doing is making people say my name, so... And who came next to say my name? And he don't know my government name. He don't even know me by Snickers. So first he come out his mouth.
Yeah, but I mean, you was doing him bad. Like, you didn't call him a bitch, but you was just like, say my name, bitch. And he just Snickers. It's Snickers. I mean, he tried to hold his own with you, but I mean, now I gotta ask. Now I posted another one. You made a comment. You said, why did you post that? Man, you did old girl medieval bad. You clamped your legs around her like, bitch, you better not move, and you just commenced to drilling her ass. And then you looked at the camera. You looked at the camera like, watch this. You just went in. I mean, do you just like, what do your mind frame be at when they say action? What is your mind frame?
First of all, I have a thing for women. I think women are fucking beautiful. I love men, but I just think women are fucking beautiful. And you know, everything is not all directly cut action. You know, you build relationships with these people, from the porno producers to the other entertainment far as the females and the males. So I kind of like bonded with her a little bit, and you know, we were just on some other stuff, and I'm gonna be honest, I'm always intoxicated during my videos.
So oh yeah, I just seen you. I just seen you put down a couple of bottles.
Yeah. So I'm always intoxicated during my videos, so I always have that courage, that fuck it youth in my system. So it'd be, when I'm ready to fuck, let's fuck. I don't give a fuck about the camera no more.
Oh, okay. Well, now, with that being said, we got our sex therapist on the line. Janine, where you at, baby?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, we call her the sex therapist because this motherfucker, she just ain't made a movie yet. It ain't been viral yet. Let's just put it like that.
Oh my.
This motherfucker did everything under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how you doing, Miss Sex Therapist? Tell me something good.
I don't know why they called me that.
Shit.
This motherfucker
done been everywhere. Shit, we learned from her.
Whatever.
Man, look here. We still trying to get to a motherfucking orgy. She like, orgy? Shit. This motherfucker, she been gave, talking about the mansion in Chicago. That's the one y'all need to go to. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. Damn. We trying to create one.
That was the early 2000s.
See? You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I laid on that.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Okay. Now, let's say, how do somebody break into it? How did you get into it? Did somebody just approach you, like when you're on stage or something? How did you get into it?
Do you want me to be brutally honest with you?
Please do.
Okay, well, honestly, how I did it or what happened with me, because I got to smack my lips and hit my cup real quick for this. in a nutshell, I had a mutual friend, another stripper friend of mine, and she actually did a porno with the company before I did. And they was also paying the girls, if you can bring more entertainers or more, you know, more girls who's willing to do it, they'll pay you for bringing the girls. And basically,
nice.
In a nutshell, So basically, in a nutshell, she was just being hungry, and you know what I'm saying? In a nutshell, she, me and her, I thought we were cooler than what we were, and I found out something else. But anyway, she introduced me to the guy. Basically, in a nutshell, she got a little upset with me because she found out I made a little bit more money than her because she actually lowballed herself. And that's what it's like. When I met him, we went out to eat, and we talk like me and you were, like we are talking, having a conversation, asking me how I feel about it and what my price is, and then I talk to them and let them know, and then the only thing they can say was, well, when you're ready and you're ready to make this money for real, I need for you to go to your doctor and go get all your blood work and everything done, bring back your paperwork saying that you're clean and you're ready to work. And I did it, and we got it on and popping from there. So basically, in a nutshell, go get your paperwork, go get tested, make sure everything's clean, everything is copacetic, and hit me when you finally got involved, and we can get it together.
So if I'm 21 years old, I want to get into this business. What money? What should I ask for? As far as like my opening prices, my first movie ever. What should I ask for?
Well, hold on before you answer that question.
Where can I see your work? That's the first thing come out your mouth. Not what your price is. Not let me see your work. Because you have different people who, how do you want to say, you can work with, but after they get done doing the editing and everything else, you can be portrayed as something totally different. So the best thing to do is to actually see their work in advance. Like, I hate to knock it, and I don't want to say it, but I want to say at the same time, it kind of, he helped me go viral, but the Habib show, the how I want to say it was cool. He was sweet as pudding pie. We did the whole shoot, but after I got done doing that, because me being a rookie to not knowing the truth and the reality to the game, like I done, and somebody, so many people kept hitting me, like, yeah, I see you in the high beams. So I decided to go look at it for myself. And he gives you this one little paragraph of what he feels about you, and he just, like, totally dogged me. Oh, yeah, look at this little whore. Yeah, we found her from Gary. She a bottom bitch, and da 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 da. But when he was in my face, he would talk to me like that. But at the same time, that's his gimmick. For his website,
right.
That's his gimmick. So with that being said, like when I did the first did it, oh, we was good. We was good to go. He paid well. We was all good to go. But after I started seeing it for myself, I was like, why would he talk about me like this? Why would he? And I started going down the list and seeing some more of his other work. That's just how, that's his gimmick. That's his money. If guys who have no problem disrespecting females, tune into that. Let's see who's his next victim. But in reality,
right.
He's nothing like that.
I don't know, but we got a new caller. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's going on? You miss me?
Well, yeah, what's happening? Be quiet. I know who it is. I didn't want to say your name wrong.
You got it.
All right, we got my girl. We got. And you know, I you told me it's cool, but I'm such a gentleman, but. You told me it's cool, so I'm going to say it. We got Miss Nasty Bitch on the line. My girl, Snickers Jasmine.
Hey, boy. How you doing?
Hello, love. How you doing?
I'm all right.
All right, you press one. Did you want to ask anything?
Not right now.
Not right now. Okay. I'm curious to know one. I mean, because I seen that, and everybody was like, man, he dogging this girl from Gary. And I know, you know what? And up until you just said that, I didn't know that was you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that had to, I know you wanted to just go back and beat the shit out of him for that one.
And the craziest part about it is even after that and after everything went viral and he made so much money off that situation, he still called my phone to this day trying to book me again, and he will never get a chance because that's not something that I do. I respect everybody, and I understand the game is the game, but there's levels to this shit, and I got a mouth like no goddamn tomorrow. Now, if you would have told me this was what was okay, I could have portrayed that little simple-minded-ass bitch that you thought you was recording. But still, you know, that just, like, hit the fan. So I can't work with him anymore. That's not, you know, that wasn't fair to me in my opinion. And then the way I found out was just ridiculous. Like, I had to go find it out for myself. You could at least told me this what you were going to do.
I can agree with that.
We paid her $20, called her from the train station. Bitch, no, you didn't.
Yeah, he did go in because I remember looking at it like I didn't even watch the whole thing. But I remember looking at it like, damn, like man, I know she didn't go out like that. But now that you're telling me, it's like okay, he just was, you know, he just ad libbed his own shit to it.
Mhm. That's his gimmick.
Hmm. Okay. Tom.
Okay. Now let me ask you this question. Okay, now, mm-hmm. If that's his gimmick, technically, how could you be mad? You know that's what he do.
Actually, I'm not mad at him. I didn't know that's what he did until after I had several people coming at me. Like, why is he talking about you like this? Like, I know you personally, and this is not you at all. Like, why would you work with him? Like, I got so many people coming at me negatively. So I had to go and figure out what the fuck were they talking about. So when I saw these things for myself, I was like, oh, you piece of shit. You could at least told me this is what you was going to do, like something. But the way I found out is what upset me. I'm not mad about it because, again, like I said, hey, that went viral too, and that's the reason why a lot of people know who I am. Y'all seen it?
Yeah, I did see it. And I was
okay,
like, damn, because I'm – go ahead, man. No, I was saying because I seen it and I was just like, damn, I didn't know, you know, wow, like, damn, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, now the porn industry is it's a $1 billion-a-year business. So I want to touch on the financial part of it. As far as do you get paid more to have a scene with two guys than you would with one guy, or do you get paid more for a girl on girl rather than guy on girl? How does that work?
It depends on the company you're working with, because I have one with Magic Productions, and Magic Productions, as of now, is strictly lesbian. But I still get paid the same with the other companies where I'm with Midwest Raw Entertainment. I get paid the same amount, but that's only because they work with male and female. But Magic Productions is strictly lesbian as of now. So it depends on the company. But actually, if you want to just talk about it, the nastier, the more money you get. You can just go suck dick and get a basic package. You can go in and suck dick and fuck and get a different type of package. But then go on anal, swallowing, and a nut on your face, ATM, ass to mouth, all that factors in. If you do the nastier, the more shit you do, the more money you get.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
you guys need a union.
I seen one that, you know, dude got me. I'm doing push ups now. I mean, you a thick girl, and that motherfucker hoisted your ass up. That motherfucker hoisted you up, and you looking like you was damn near scared. Like, hold on, is you gonna drop me? But that motherfucker,
Yeah,
the purple dress.
That one, like, no smile. Yeah, that was,
man.
He totally surprised me with that. And that's his signature move. Is
holding
girls up like that.
He got me in the gym now. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I got to work out. Because this motherfucker, I mean, you're a beautiful woman. I mean, you're curvy, but you a thick woman. You ain't no lightweight. You know, you thick. Which is a good thing. But that motherfucker wasted your ass straight up, and I mean, he had your ass, and I'm like, God damn. Like,
I mean, we prepared for it beforehand, because, like, when we, you know, before you shoot, you take little pictures, whatever. And that's how one of my memes came about. One of the pictures was a picture of me on a handstand, and he had his face in my pussy, and I was, my legs up in the air. I think that's what you're talking about. And, we actually had practiced that, like, maybe 2-3 times before we shot. Because when he was taking the pictures the first go around, that totally surprised me. But, yes, I was completely scared. I did say, that's my thing. Don't drop me stretching out on camera, nigga.
Dang, but he had your ass up. I'm like, okay, shit, hold on. Let me do some more crunches. Shit. This little motherfucker, I mean, shit. He had a lot. You know what? I'm exposing myself. I'm telling too much. I done seen too many damn movies, huh? I done watched a lot of them, huh? I guess I watched more than I thought, huh?
Yeah.
Fuck it. I mean, shit. Hey, I told you I had, hey, shit. I'm sitting there doing, hey, I'm supposed to be fixing the air conditioning. I'm like, well, the part ain't came yet. Go on back in the room. You know, I'm just, hey, for real. But, I mean, like I said, man, at the same time, I know we talked about the downside, but it got to be kind of, you know, like me and you was talking earlier. It was like we were talking about Freddie Gibbs and everybody. But, you know, it's like you don't have that mentality that, like, okay, I'm, you know, fuck Gary, I ain't from Gary, and you know, you embrace being from Gary.
Yeah, of course. Why not? That's the better part. Hey, why not? You know, it's a lot of things. A lot of people say a lot of things about Gary and the people that's in Gary. But I can say this from my heart, I'm from Gary, and I can say that I left at 13. That's why a lot of people from Gary they're not in tune with who I am, because I came back as an adult. So I left Gary when I was 13, but I don't care what nobody say. Gary is filled with the most grimiest, cutthroatest, but genuine and most beautifulest people I've ever met. And I've been around everywhere. I've been as far as Paris. I've been everywhere. and I can say I've never met people like from Gary. I can go home and not spend a goddamn dime because Gary loves me, and I show them the same love back. I mean, of course, you got those, like I said, 25 and under who are ridiculous and full of shit, but why? Why? You never hurt where you come from. Gary made me who I am. Gary made me humble. You know what I'm saying? It, Gary showed me you can have it today and not have not a goddamn thing tomorrow. So why not be happy where you're from? I am.
Okay. That's what's up.
I plead the fifth.
Okay.
Man, don't start.
Don't
start, man. Don't start. I mean, okay, so now let me ask you, anything new coming out?
You can say yes and no. I just did Erotica in Chicago, which was last month. But far as I know, I heard that footage is already out. I'll be in Dallas for Erotica, Dallas Erotica, and that will be the 7th to the 10th, so that will be some new footage. I'll be, I know as of now, the one that I'm booked for is with Rome Major from Philly. But as of now, I'm not sure. Who all have you booked? You seen the one with Cherry Blossom? Sheree Rose?
Yeah.
I know you seen the one with Ken Steffen.
Damn, I just keep telling on myself. Yeah, I didn't see them all.
Jaden from L.A. Yeah, I've done, yeah. If you've seen those are the ones I just did recently within the last month. So if you've seen those, no, one that can be coming out until after I go to Dallas, and that's from the 7th to the 10th of next month.
Oh, okay, I got to know. What is that tattoo on your thigh?
Which one?
I think it's on your left thigh. I think it's like a jello.
Oh, yeah, my jello box.
Is that what that is? Because I was like, is that a jello box?
Yes, it is. A jello box.
Okay.
What does jello do?
Okay.
Jello does. You shake it and jiggle it. It jiggle and it snaps back.
Okay. Now I know the concept of it. Oh, man, god damn. I was like, okay, what the hell? I'm like, okay.
I had to ask which one, because now I have a cumulative of probably 3 to 4 on each side now. So that's, I'm like, which one?
Well, the jello box. I was really talking about the jello box. Now, okay. With you doing this as a profession, I'm not going to say profession, but you've done this, you know. How do you go about, like, because, and I don't know, if I've never been in the porn industry, and I heard that, like, if you're in the porn industry, it's like, sex is nothing to you. Like, can you still make it an intimate moment?
Yes. I do it all the time.
Okay. I mean, and I heard you say that, you know, your guy, he like, okay, he knew what it was, you know, he know what it was, but, I mean, me personally, I don't know. Probably unless I brought Jadeen with me, that'd probably be the only motherfucker I'd be like, all right, hey, you want to join in? But other than that, I can't, you know, it's like, I would be like, oh, boy. I mean, do you ever, okay, let me ask, and I just got to know. Have you ever been in a situation where you're just naturally tired? You're just naturally tired. Yeah. Long day, you know what I'm saying? You probably didn't deal with the kids or whatever. And he just like, shit, you know, I'm feeling freaky and you tired. Do you ever hear, bet you wasn't tired when you was doing this or you was doing that?
Never.
That's great.
Never.
That's
my mouth
great.
Is too ridiculous. He better not say no bullshit like that. I cut his dick off. His mama. I wish he would.
I cut his dick off. God damn.
And pickle that motherfucker. Get the pickle seasonings and everything. Mel it right to his mammy. I wish he would.
Okay.
Damn,
I'm not going to lie to you now.
When y'all done.
Go ahead, baby. Go ahead. That's what we here for.
Do you ever have the opportunity to choose the men? Like, say it's one with a guy or something, do you ever have the opportunity to choose the man? And if not, like, say they choose the man for you, what if he not big enough? I mean, do they ever have men that is not big enough that don't interest you and now you have to pretend?
I pretend in all my videos. So okay. It don't matter if he's big, small, little, short, thick. I pretend on all of them.
Damn, so ain't none of them satisfying you?
I have the opportunity.
I know you said with women that you enjoy that. You know what I'm saying? With the women and stuff like that. But I just wonder, how do you, how is it with men?
How do I do what?
Like, how is it with men? You know, if they're not really, if you're not really interested or into them or anything like that.
Like I said, I am always 9 times out of 10 intoxicated during my film.
Mm-hmm.
but I can say this via none of my films that I've ever done, I had to be with someone small. So that's something kind of a requirement you have to be in that industry. You got to have something. You got to be working with something. You can't be a pencil dick, you know?
Yeah.
I got to know. How many inches do you got to be to get in that motherfucker?
I'm not the producer. I can't answer that.
Wait a minute. What is more popular? The girth or the length in that?
What's more popular is your stamina. Can you withhold? Can you stand? Can you last long enough for us to get this position, switch you out, do this next position? You know, she's throwing it back and talking shit. Can you keep going?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Look, you ain't got to have
God
this motherfucker to say that.
Hey, let me get this stomach down. I'm going in the porn industry. Move over, Dirk Diggler. I'm on my way. God damn it. I mean, because seriously, you know what? I'm just talking shit. I couldn't do it, but I don't know. My man, we're going to get Father Time ready for it.
Oh, good.
Shit, I'm going to be fired like a motherfucker.
Exactly.
God damn.
Oh,
I mean, okay.
Exactly.
She gonna be your woman. She can't do no more porn movies no more after you fuck her. That shit ain't gonna work.
If I was a guy in it,
uh-huh,
I wouldn't make it. I told you, I got 78 pumps. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
78, not 79.
78. He ain't lying, and he done came a long way to get to that 78.
Oh, goodness.
So, hey, let me ask you a question, though. This is we had this topic on the show a few times. Now, maybe you can clarify something for me. What exactly is the fluffer's job?
What the hell is a fluffer? What do you mean?
Oh. Don't they got somebody on the set that, like, keep the guy hard and all that kind of stuff?
No.
Oh, they don't? They used to,
no.
Didn't they?
I don't know anything about that. Not since I've been in the industry. No, I'm pretty sure I can do the job. I mean, you know, just the anticipation when you meet who you're getting ready to fuck, oh, yeah. You're going to be hard when it's time.
So I guess Renell out of work. I'm just kidding. Y'all know I'm cracking jokes. I'm just cracking jokes.
Ain't nobody on the sideline. Ain't nobody like, okay, I'm saying in between takes. You know what I mean? In between takes.
No.
You know, whatever.
No, I mean, but this way, like I said, we all develop a relationship within, you know, that time period of us doing it. So we sit down drinking, smoking. If you're smoking, you choke. You know what I'm saying? We all get, you know, have our own little body moment. But, you know, me, I'm a shit talker. So I talk shit. Yeah, I'm going to amp it up until you get this goddamn pussy before you, yeah. You're going to be hard by the time I get to you. It's more so you can come in out of anticipation before you get to that pussy. But it's time for that pussy, you ripped your motherfucker, ain't you? You don't need no help.
What?
And then it's already the, all right, let's go. I mean, good pussy speaks for itself. If your pussy sucks, then you might need a flow.
Damn. Hey, have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen a motherfucker like, hey, this bitch is dry. I can't fuck up.
the industry, we have our own tricks of the trades for that, yeah.
I mean, but serious, I mean, have a dude ever like, hey, y'all come get this bitch from KY. I can't fuck with her.
I've seen it before on another entertainer, yeah.
Really? So, I mean... And was she embarrassed? I mean, was she like, I can't believe this?
I mean, she didn't do nothing but talk. She just said what the other girl said. Like, with me, I ain't fucking with you. I don't like you. No way. So, no, I'm not aroused. No, I'm not ready to fuck you. No, I'm not wet. Like, she just had to come back at me like that. Just let them know. Look, you ain't even my type. I'm only doing this for $1. So, mentally, she can say she wasn't there. So, you know, that's one thing for a woman to get wet, to get your extra. Mentally, she has to be ready to have sex.
Wow. Hey, do you guys actually have contracts, or is it like just, you know, you come on set, you get your money, you go home? You guys actually have a contract?
It depends on your relationship with the producer. If he don't fucking trust you, yeah, you have a contract. If he don't trust you, yeah. If you cool and you have that relationship with him, he know you're coming back for your next dollar, no, you don't have a contract.
Oh, okay.
Let's put it that way. I'm not under no one's contract.
But you have a good standing in the business, though. I mean, motherfuckers know your word is your bond, right?
Exactly.
Oh, that's what's happening. I mean, shit. Okay. Now, let's just say we want to do a little amateur shit. We want to do amateur hour in Sin City. How would we go about that? How can we, you know... Can we just hire a camera crew or something?
Technically, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, shit. Look here, me and Father Town trying. We need an executive producer on this. We need an executive producer. So we gonna see if we can pick your brain. And hey, we gonna get a couple of women together. We want you to pick them out. Like, hey, yay, nay, yay, nay. Yay, nay, yay, nay.
I can't say yay, nay, yay, nay, yay, nay. The only reason why I say that is because I've seen some women that I said, hell no, if you don't get this booger, what the fuck out my goddamn face? But the fans love her. So, and sometimes, the females will have no say. She could be as ugly as hell, but because she got, she wears glasses, there's men with fetishes for that. She got pretty. She can be ugly as hell, as long as her feet pretty. There's men with fetishes for that. As long as there's something that a man can get off, big titty, she can be shaped like a lamp. As long as she got what a man is craving for, she can get booked. It's more so finding a woman who is willing to finally say, okay, yeah, this is what I do. That's the harder part about it. Because anybody will do anything for $1.
Yeah, I get on there and embarrass myself for $1.
Yeah, I'm being that motherfucker. Fuck it like a motherfucker. Get this motherfucker out of here. Shit, I'm in that motherfucker trying to make love. Baby, you coming home with me? Get him off me, please. Can you please get him off? Cut. Okay, so now, like, I know that it's a business. It's a business. There's no attachment. But have you ever just ran across one motherfucker that you like, God damn it, motherfucker, you can get it again off camera?
No.
Never?
No.
God damn. I mean, because, man, you're a beautiful woman. I know I'd be like, well, hey, we're going for a drink after this? Shit.
I mean, I've had that before, yeah. Men always are trying to, you know, can I see you outside of this? But from my end, no. And I'm first thing I come out of my mouth is, where the money at? Am I getting paid to come have this drink with you? Because I can go have a drink by my damn self. I got the money for it. I just got paid like you did. Like, for what reason are you getting me in your face?
Oh, Lord. Hold on. Let me just pick my heart up. Let me pick my heart up off the floor. All right. Damn. Now, you said earlier, you say women, I mean, you do prefer, I mean, you like women.
Yes.
What's your perfect woman?
I don't want to say I have a perfect woman because I love women in all shapes and sizes. I don't like skinny. She got to be thick and she got to have some form of a body. You know what I'm saying? She can't be ill-built, thick up top, and then mosquito legs at the bottom. No, I can't go for that shit. But, you know, more so her demeanor, how she carries herself. Because a woman could be completely beautiful and her personality sucks. And I will straight slap that bitch with a titty if she gave me my face. So it just all depends on
you
the woman.
You are violent.
I am. I'm okay. I am. I'm kind of violent.
I see.
But yeah, it depends on the woman. Like, I've met some beautiful women, but once she opened up her goddamn mouth, I was like, bitch, shut the fuck up, like, right now. Please. Just be quiet. Just sit there and look pretty. I'll buy you a drink. What you want, your head done tomorrow? Just sit there and be pretty. All I need you to do is shut the fuck up.
Ooh.
Don't
tell
me you never had one of them females before. You was like, just sit there. Just be quiet.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I have.
And I think that's what's wrong with people. They think just because we're women, like, we just sleep with any woman. We have types. We have certain women that we are sleep with. Like, you know, some women are cute. You just don't, that don't mean you just want to sleep with them just because they cute. They might have a nasty attitude or something.
Mm-hmm.
I do that all the time.
I give you a secret to what I do to if I want to sleep with a woman or not. Before she even knows, of course she's going to know that I'm attracted to her or whatever situation may be, or that I like women or whatever. But the first thing I do is I'm going to tell that bitch go take a shower, and I'm going to give her all white wash rags. I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, I want to see. I'm going to give you all white wash rags. When I go back in that bathroom, I want to look at your wash rag. And on top of that, if you spend less than 10 minutes in that shower, bitch, I'm not putting my mouth on you at all, because I don't trust nobody to spend less than 10 minutes in the shower. That's how I do my process. Men need to take tips.
I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you. Like, hey, Ben, here you go. Take this white wire. Take these rags.
Yep.
White
rags.
Okay.
People
used to always wonder why I used to get jacuzzi tubs and get rooms with jacuzzi and stuff like that. Oh, let's get in the tub. We always got in the tub first. I always make them get in the tub first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Get your ass out of that tub. Quit playing.
You know, women like the koozies, and they like to get in there. So, I mean, it's not like...
And you know what? And us as men, we so dumb. We don't even think about that. I ain't paying for no motherfucking jacuzzi, bro. Fuck that bitch. That bitch better get her ass on this goddamn bed and get fucked. But you know
exactly
what?
And that's exactly why so many STDs and everything is running around here. Men don't think.
I get it to y'all. You know what? That time with that extra couple of dollars is worth it.
It is. Tell her to get her monkey ass in that goddamn shower. You need to get her monkey ass.
And you know, I ain't gonna lie. I'll be lying to you if I tell you that hey, bitch, go get your ass. Nah, I ain't did it every time.
Don't say it like that. Just do some simple shit like me. Women is women. First thing I'm gonna say is, come on, let's go. I'm making plural. I'm gonna get in there with you. I'm gonna watch that wash rag while you washing that monkey, bitch. I'm looking. So I'm not gonna say, like, I'm not gonna put it off and be, you know, disrespectful, like, bitch, go get in the shower. No, I'm gonna say something like, let's go get in the shower. Do you feel like getting in the shower? What did you do today? You know, I'm gonna say something like, what did you do today?
Like, if she say, oh, she been out on the road and she been driving all day, bitch, you could have informed me you ain't watched your monkey within the last 5 to 6 hours. I can't trust you.
And you'd be surprised how many women don't, they only wash their stuff like once a day or stuff like that. I'm constantly with shit. I'm constantly thinking about sex. So my shit's toxic. I could be at work thinking about fucking. I go to the bathroom, I keep little wipes, stuff like that. People don't do that. I'd be so shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of women don't do that. I constantly wash myself all day. And mm-hmm. I can't believe that people just go like once a day, you know, before they go to work or something, and that's it. I'd be like, mm-hmm. I've never heard that shit.
Now, I mean, I'm going to tell you, I have been a victim of funky monkey syndrome, especially coming out of the club. Like, oh, bitch.
See, and that's another reason why you gonna take a girl from the club. She been sweating. She been grinding on that.
That's why I ain't scared to admit it. I didn't get caught with the funky monkey syndrome. I'm like, oh, damn, bitch, I done played with his room. I been full of that shit. You know, I'm at the club. I'm drunk. Full of that shit. That bitch looking good. That bitch come out them panties. Oh, I gotta go get a pack of squares.
Yeah, the first thing you should do if you go pull a female from the club, the first thing you should ask her if she's going home with you is, do you need anything? And if the first thing come out of her mouth is, nah, I'm good, don't trust that bitch. It sounds funny, but the first thing a real woman is going to say, yeah, take me to Walgreens, especially if it's late. Take me to Walgreens. Take me to Walmart. Take me somewhere where I can go to the feminine aisle. Because I know you ain't got what I need at home. Because I'm going to watch this monkey before we do what we got to do. So the woman say no, that's a red flag right there. Get rid of her.
I mean, so now, if you taking her to a hotel, then of course she knows she's going to the bathroom at the hotel. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
But the hotel don't have feminine wash. The hotel ain't got brushes. The hotel ain't got toothbrushes. Bitch, you've been drinking yak all night and probably smoking on and probably putting your dick in the bathroom. You going to brush your teeth. So if a woman tells
don't
you she don't know anything,
don't say she's like dick in the bathroom. Don't say she's like dick in the bathroom.
How you doing?
I said she's like dick in the bathroom.
Oh,
are you saying, bitch?
I've seen girls wear no panties to the club and a dress on purpose because she got plans on fucking a nigga upstairs in the VIP. She ain't going to do nothing but sit on his lap and make it look like she just sitting there. The whole time she's squeezing her pussy muscles and grinding. Fucking them on the low.
Damn.
You don't trust no female. First thing a female come out her mouth when you leave them from the club, you ask her if she need anything.
I guess that's why I ain't never fucked in the club. I never go to VIP. I just stay my black ass at the bar. Seriously, I ain't going to VIP. Fuck y'all. Shit. You better take this motherfucker. Hey, let me ask you as a woman. As a woman, now, I'm going to ask both of y'all. Now, if I know this ain't y'all style, you know what I'm saying, but I'm just saying I know y'all know some people who act like this. Now, if a motherfucker, if I'm sitting there, I walk in and I see you got Miller High Life at your table, am I wrong for ordering you another Miller High Life?
No.
No.
No, because motherfuckers are going to get $3 to buy herself a beer. That's all she asked for. Now, if she's sitting there with something else, like, what you say, the voodoo, the kush bowls, the motherfuckers are $12 a pop. If she's sitting there with them, then okay, that's something totally different. But if she's sitting there with a beer, please, I'll send her the same shit right back. There you go.
Well, all right, then she's talking about, give me a Corona. No, bitch, you've been drinking Bella High Life. I don't even want you to get sick.
Yeah, well, that's not for you if she don't know her limit.
Right, I'm just saying. But now, I've done that, and motherfuckers like, oh, you petty as hell. How the fuck am I petty? I'm looking at his 4 Miller High Life bottles right here, and then now all of a sudden I walk by you talking about buying you a Corona. The fuck you want to top it off with a Corona?
She trying to upgrade.
Hey, you ain't upgrading on my dime. Shit.
That's why she could afford you could afford that Corona.
I've been told that I'm a woman basher on here. I've been told that I'm a woman basher on this show. I'm not a woman basher. I just believe in fairness. And I think my man Father Time agrees with me, too. I mean,
I believe in fairness.
If you're fair, you're fair, right? I mean, if a motherfucker, like you just said, motherfucker like shit, man, you just got paid, you know, shit, motherfucker, what you gonna give me some money?
That's the whole point. For what reason, that's why I'd be spending any more time with you. I have no reason. I just fucked you. You just fucked me. Whatever the situation may be. Okay, you cool me like my personality, but I'm sorry, baby. I'm all about the next dollar. I can be in the midst of making another dollar, but right now you're just trying to kick it. Like, I can kick it by myself. I got paid like you did. I'm going to get my own drink, my own smoke. I can actually fuck myself. They got torches for that now. What do I need?
Hey. Now, that's blasphemy. That is black. You don't need to get no your own toys. Shit.
I'm talking about, I'm not saying like far as another man that I'm actually into or I'm attracted to.
I didn't say another man. I'm just saying. I mean, me and Father Time is always available. Well, maybe not Father Time. Time, where you at, dog?
I'm right here, bro.
He sitting there looking. I done did some fucked up shit now. Look here, man. For 2 days he was talking about signing some papers, so we try to make him stay at home now. So you probably not helping the situation right about now. Wait a minute, she talking about this, that, and the other.
What's wrong? What you guys
have
papers for? Like, what's going on? Like,
what's
wrong?
No, we just fucking. My man's happily married. I love his life.
That's great. That's great. You know how hard that is to find these days? That's what's in the internet, knowing that Snickers is floating in the internet. Do you know how hard that is to find?
She say with Snickers floating through the internet. Well, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna get to my girl house and I'm gonna be like, hey, you see what she did right there?
That's another benefit of porno. That's where I learned my tricks of the trade. That I'm watching other people fuck.
Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna tell you right now. I mean. Okay, you know what? That's what I have to ask you.
Go ahead, baby. I don't know why more women don't watch porno. You know, I hear a lot of women that I don't watch no porno, and they try not to make say me and a husband watch porno, and I was like, that don't even make no sense.
This show the fuck don't. I'm going to watch it.
That's more so a society's image of porno because that's what they were raised thinking that is a bad thing or is something fucked up. That's more so a society's image. But I'm going to be honest, I had that mentality at the beginning, like with my first boyfriend. For what reason do you want me to watch a porno? But that made me feel at that time like less of a woman. Like, for what reason can we just have sex? Well, for what reason do you got to look at somebody else fuck for us to have sex? Like, I didn't understand it until, okay, I started watching it, and then here come Pinky, and then here come Cherokee, then here come Jada 5, then here come, oh, my goodness, did that bitch just slap the dick on my face? Good. You know, and then I kind of started wanting to watch it some more, and then I started realizing, oh, my God, I'm getting aroused watching this shit. Oh, my God, oh, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more so it's all about the woman and her open mindedness and what she feel like doing. But again, it's more so society's image that porno is negative.
Man, and porno is so positive. Me and Father Time been switching takes since we was 10 years old. Hey, I got this new one.
I worked at Leisure Time for a couple of years, and this little porn place where they sold like videos and dolls and all this type of stuff. But you would be surprised how many
women called in. Why is this magazine coming to my house and stuff like that? My husband don't watch this stuff. And I'm looking at his order right now. you need to find that doll he got in your house.
You know, that pocket pussy he ordered 2 weeks ago should be there any day now.
See, y'all some dirty motherfuckers. Y'all ain't supposed to tell on the motherfuckers.
No, we didn't. I never did. That's what I was thinking in my head. Because I'm looking at the order, but you can't tell them. That's the messed up part. You can't tell the wife what he ordered. Oh, you know, mm-hmm. We had this, like, script we had to say.
Hey, I'd be on the phone like, hey, I thought we was better than that. You know I'm one of your best fucking customers. And you going to play me like that? I'm going to your manager. I'm telling you, shit. Hello. What the hell are you telling on me? Hey, shut up, bitch. I spent big money up in this motherfucker. And you going to sit there and do me like this?
Right. No, we never told. But they used to try to get the little order magazine canceled and all that stuff. And I'd just be like, oh, I could gladly do that for you. Can you put your husband on the phone? He not here. Oh, you just snuck and called.
Oh, shit, that's fucked up. I'm sitting there waiting on Chucky Asses Part 3. And where the hell is my Chucky Asses? My Chucky Asses ain't got here in 2 days. What the fuck? Wait, hello? Is this Janine? I need to speak to Janine. Janine, I've been waiting. I'm 2 days late on my Chucky Asses. Now, where is the Chucky Asses?
Talk to your wife, sir. She called and canceled your order.
What? Hey, bitch, you done lost your... Hey, bitch, come here. Come here. Hey, wait a minute, hold on, man. I got the perfect... Hey.
Not the Chucky ass.
But, I've been waiting on Chucky ass Part 3 all motherfucking for 2 days. And you tell me, well, I'm sorry, Cass. Your wife just didn't cancel your... She canceled my order. Hold on 1 second.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Yeah, Lola, you didn't cancel my motherfucking order.
Oh, they used to kill me. They used to kill me. Especially when they try to use the kids. They say... And my son went to the mailbox.
But good shit. Hey, boy. Hey, boy, you see that ass? You see that ass right there, boy? Get you one of them.
They usually cover them up nowadays. You can't tell what's in there nowadays.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's why they did that. Mm-hmm.
Well, hell, that was my daddy used to do to me. Hey, boy, look at this. You see that ass there, boy? You get older, you better get you one of them. Really? I'm 8. I'm 8 years old, Dad. You really sure I'll be this?
I'm wondering, how old have you seen, like, people doing porn? I mean, do they have, like, older people fetishes and stuff, so older people doing porn?
Yes. Believe it or not, everybody...
Right, how old is old? 50? 60?
You know, they got MILFs. They got old ladies. They do have older women, like, in their 60s, 70s, doing porn. Because
what?
There's somebody...
What?
There's some freaky-ass motherfucker over there paying for that shit. And it's more than one. Yes.
Now, you know... Now, me and Father Time, we had this argument... But now, I got to agree with him. I'm coming through that motherfucker, tearing every sound. I'm tearing every cat. Get my mama up out this motherfucker. Y'all crazy? Man, I lose my fucking mind. I got my mama up in here filled with a motherfucking flick. Oh, hell no. Man, I'm finna lose my... Oh, Mama, no! Bitch, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me, motherfucker. I'm not playing. Man, I'm finna kill every motherfucker in there. Timer. No. Timer. You got my back, right? You coming with me, right?
For sure, man.
We shooting everything in that is moving.
You've actually seen one of these, a 70-year-old, 60-year-old?
Yeah.
Actually.
I mean, real live and in person, no, but videos, yes.
That's what I said. I know we used to sell them.
Who the fuck
takes
some shit like that?
I mean, you'd be surprised what fetishes people have.
Yeah.
You know,
it actually be your
grandmama.
Yes,
it'd be young motherfuckers that want to see this shit.
Yes, you see, like, I'm gonna be honest. It's not a secret, but a lot of people will tell you I have a fetish for cartoon porn, not real porn. Cartoon porn. I get off watching cartoon porn. I will pay for that shit. It's, I don't know what it is. It's just something that intrigues me.
You know what?
I like fucking.
Hey, check out CNCityRadioShow.com. I did a whole motherfucking thing about it. We got that on there.
Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised. Everybody has their fetish. It's just like you think somebody fucking the grandma is sick or somebody fucking animals is sick. Somebody somewhere is paying for that shit.
Mm-hmm. God damn, man. I mean, I'm open-minded. I am open-minded. I'm probably more open-minded than my partner here. I think I am, but I got to draw the line with that one. Grandma?
Who
got
that cobweb pussy?
Grandma.
Oh, Lord, baby, don't say the cobweb pussy. No. Oh.
The cobweb pussy. He fucking for lawnmowers and weed whackers.
Oh, Lord. You didn't fuck my grandmama. I got to kill you.
Hey, well, let me ask you this, though. Is it young guys or guys they age?
Not going
to
be young guys.
No, nobody they age want to see them. They want to see young pussy. You 67 years old.
I'm
you want to see a motherfucker 67?
No, I'm talking about, is it like two old people? Is it like one young motherfucker, one old motherfucker?
It'd be one young motherfucker and old motherfucker. I mean, let's put it this way. The same way you guys are looking at a female twirl, y'all not looking at that man. Y'all looking at the woman and what she's doing. Y'all looking at her pussy, y'all looking at her titties, her face, her sound. That's what you're looking at. You don't give a fuck about who's fucking her. You're just watching her. Same thing goes down for when it comes to old people. They're watching that old, saggy, baggy lady. And believe it or not, some of these women be 70-something years old, 50-something years old, and look every bit of 20 and 30. They didn't have their titties,
yeah.
They didn't have liposuction, but their age is still 60 and 70. They look like they're in the face, but their body says something totally different.
Yeah, but you got shit falling out now. I mean, goddamn. What we say? Now, this young motherfucker just got to jugging and jugging and jugging. I mean, shit. That just ain't right.
No, it's not. That's horrible.
You got my grandmama out there bent all over, and she talking about, give it to me, daddy. Give it to me. Yo, daddy been dead for 32 years. What the fuck is you talking about, give it to me, daddy? Oh, Lord.
Help me.
Oh, Lord. Hey, you know this, man. I'm in that motherfucker. I'm in that motherfucker like a serial killer. He killed 32 people. The stagehand, the motherfucker, the fluffer, and fluffer ain't even got a job no more. I shot the fuck it, I'm shooting this motherfucker too. I'm just a fluffer. I ain't even got a job no more. I'm killing everybody. Put my mom in the porn.
Hey, here's a new question. You think there's only fluffers for females? If that's, I mean, for males, where's the fluffer for a female? Like, is there?
I don't know. That's what we're trying to figure out. Because we had an ongoing joke that we were saying that my one a person that called the show, we just said that the dude was a fluffer. He started getting mad. Because he never had it, and we were wondering what he did for a job, so we figured he was a fluffer. I mean, shit, he talking about the job was easy. All he had to do was just move his hands a couple of hours. What the fuck is you doing, fluffer?
Oh my goodness. Okay. I was just about to say, that's going to be some sexist shit. Why does men get fluffed? What about those females? You trying to tell me why he waiting? I can't get none? Like, I'm confused. Why he get the kid?
Shit, I would love to be a I would love to be a fluffer for a female. Shit, I don't know. Okay, here you go. Shit, you live the American dream. What do you do? Oh, I'm a fluffer for females in porn. Motherfucker be like, God bless you, sir. God bless you. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, man, you didn't show me in this past hour and whatnot. You didn't show me. It's a whole nother life to this. I look at it. I mean, you know, I'm. Hey, shit. Let's watch this old flick right here. You know what I'm saying? And it's like she. And she ain't even meaning none of that. Nah, I kind of like, I don't even want to look at it now.
Don't get it twisted. There's some situations where they have been fucking a dog shit out your ass, and you be like, oh my God, those sounds are completely real.
Now,
but
you know what? Hold. I seen one. Now, I don't mean to cut you off, but I seen one. And, oh girl, she talks shit to this dude. I mean, she talks shit to this dude. And it was like, I'm like, damn, I wish I still had it, because I would actually put it on the site. But if she talked so much shit to this dude, like, come on, if you going to fuck, come on, fuck. And I'm like, damn, what happened to the plot? Well, I mean, you know, and that motherfucker pulled out a dick. I'm no homo, but this motherfucker was at least 12 inches. She looked at that motherfucker like, oh, goddamn. And he in the beginning he went in slow, but then he tried to kill that bitch. And I'm like, I don't give a damn. That bitch is not faking. She is not faking. He's killing this bitch. But now let me ask you. Now when we was growing up, me and Father Time, we had the knock knock knock. Who is it? Table man. Milkman, Pizza Man. You know, we had the little plot to it. Now it's just like you put that motherfucker in, that nigga walk in with a pair of Timberlands and he just start fucking.
Yeah.
Has the porno industry changed that much?
Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
there's not even a thing to it anymore. Now it's just like, fuck it, let's just start action.
I mean, I had some where they still had plot. As a matter of fact, I don't know, you said you've seen the Habib. You remember I asked him, I said, so what's the plot? He said, oh, no, ain't no plot. I was like, oh, okay, I'm just about to get fucked then. All right. Like, it depends on the company and if they rushing through something or if it wasn't prepared, you know, like the entertainment that was supposed to be didn't show up, so now they just shooting anything just to get it over with. It all depends.
No, okay, because I'm like, you know, these be the motherfuckers talking about I came to clean the pool, and she walked to the door with nothing on but a little T-shirt, no panties, no bra, nipples all hard, and the pool's right out there. And she bending over, and he, you ready for me to put my rod in? You know, that's the shit we grew up on. Now, motherfucker walking there with them Timberlands and his Jordans and some motherfucking French braids. And he just, yeah. And he just start in.
Yeah.
He don't say shit.
I seen one with a girl. She got Rambo with a first pair of Air Force Ones on. I said, bitch, you got on gym shoes? You got on gym shoes.
So, okay, Now, if a motherfucker came to you saying, well, they say action, and he kept his... What is the purpose of the boots in the... What is the purpose of the men keeping their shoes on? I got to know.
Okay, that means to tell me, that just informed me, you ain't never been in no good pussy then. You know, good pussy, you need grip.
I mean, yeah, right, because I'm like, motherfucker, butt, booty ass naked, but nothing but some damn boots on. Why the fuck you still got them boots on?
You need some grip. You sliding them socks. You ain't never know your sock, the bottom of your sock be on top of your foot by the time you get done fucking.
Man.
You about to do a split in the middle. You about to do a split in mid stroke. Like.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Good. I have pulled my socks up many a time. Good pussy. Hey, good pussy. Good how you pulling your sock. God damn it, my socks that came off. Shit. Hey, let me pull my sock back up.
The grip.
So it's strictly a grip thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of those where you still got your shoes on.
But I'm like, all through the motherfucker. I'm like, God damn. But it's like now, it's like there's no plot to it.
Yeah.
Now, I got to tell you, Stickers, I enjoyed you tonight. You've been, hey. Everybody on the show that called in and listened, I'm pretty sure they enjoyed you too, because you didn't gave a whole new outlook to the motherfucking porn industry.
Already. Thanks for having me.
Man, you are the best. Hey, you know what? And all bullshit aside, you're nothing. I mean, I actually, because now, let me tell y'all. The original reason that I asked her to come on the show is that I was a Facebook friend. I don't know if I requested her or she requested me. I probably requested her, but 9 times out of 10. But I would see all the shit that she would write, and I mean, I'd be like, this woman is crazy. Something is wrong with this girl. And I asked her, and this was before I even knew that you was even doing any type of porn. I was like, this girl is crazy. I don't know if you remember, I sent you a message like, you need to come on our show. Because it's like, you know, you just off the chain. And you was like, shit, this is what I do. You probably don't remember. You probably like, okay, that's some random motherfucker talking.
You'll be surprised how many people who try to come to me to ask me to work or to be on their show or do whatever. And I'm be honest, I take it like a grain of salt because I get it so often. And people, like right now, I got people pretending to be the weed man, like they the plug just to meet me. No, I'm doing well, they ain't got nothing.
Wow. God damn.
They show up, they ain't got no weed.
No, but they're going. No, what they're doing is they're going to get the weed from the connect. And then, you know me, weed smoker, what we do, let us get a little something. We're going to buy it, but we're going to see what it is. And if I like what you have, I'm going to call you back because I'm going to want some more. The first thing you do when you call back, oh, I ain't even got it right now. Nigga, you was never plugged. For what reason? You just wanted my phone number.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm glad to see that we were actually legitimate, that we was actually a legit show. Because I'm like, okay. Because the first time, she was like, yeah, okay. And it was like, I never heard a response from her. So I'm like, okay, let me try this again. So I'm glad to see that we are a legitimate show.
I do. Thanks for having me again. And don't forget to invest in white washcloths.
Right. You just told me something. And that's fucked up for me and Father Ty to be this old and not. Bitch, watch. I'm going to be. Man, hey. Get that white one. No. Get the white one. Yeah, that one right there. Yeah.
Y'all don't know
that
women, when they washing off your dick, they use a white towel sometimes.
Y'all
didn't know that was why?
I did.
Yeah, well, I'm clean. So, I mean, shit, I take a shower. I mean, my thing is this. I will not. I'm like, if you like, I'm finna come over there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shit, I'm finna jump in the shower right before I come. I mean, not to say that I ain't jumped in the shower all day, but shit, yeah. I want these nuts smelling fresh. Like, shit.
Just everyone wasn't raised like you.
Yeah, that's
right. I mean, shit. You know, I mean, goddamn, you don't want your first impression, and she's like, "Ooh, this nigga got some mustard nuts."
Well, you would think that people would think like that, but some people don't.
Not at all. Mm-hmm.
No, because honestly and truly, I've heard niggas say like, "Shit, nigga, my nuts ain't mustard." Nigga, you been walking all day. You sweat just like everybody else. Nigga, your nuts just as musty as everybody else. Shit, what the fuck you mean your nuts
on the way down?
Exactly. Shit, what the fuck you mean your nuts ain't musty? Nigga, I'm going to go over there just like this. You finna go over there just like this. Really?
You just got through playing basketball.
Right, shit.
Football and shit. Yeah, they do that shit
also. I mean, and then a motherfucker, I mean, me, okay, maybe I'm and I know me and my guy, we pretty much the same, you know. A motherfucker, you know if you been balling all day, you know what I'm saying? I'm not finna just ball all day or whatever the fuck I'm doing, running around, whatever the fuck I'm doing, and then just lay in the bed. All right, shit, hey, baby, hey, baby, go suck this dick. No. Let me go to the house first. Let me get, you know, at least let me jump in the shower right quick.
Hello?
I ain't going to lie and say that I ain't never got off working. Like, hey, girl, give me some of this pussy right quick. And I ain't going to say I ain't never did it, but damn, overall, I mean, shit, I ain't trying to just be like, put my nut. I mean, shit, and right about now, it's hot than a motherfucker. I ain't scared to say it. I'm a maintenance man by day, DJ at night. But shit, I know I be working with some shit. I be working. Some days I get off. Some days I got to work my ass off. Shit, that motherfucking AC blowing 102 in your face. Shit, you sweating like a motherfucker.
Same thing for girls, though. You know good and well it's hot outside. Your thighs have been sweating and been rubbing. Mm-hmm. And they still refuse to come on, let me sit on your face. Bitch, you ain't about to sit on shit. You better get your ass
right,
in the washcloth.
Right. Goddamn right. I'm throwing them R. Anderson forearms. Shit. I'm throwing a Ric Flair chop at your ass, bitch. Boom. Kapow. Another vicious chop. Get the fuck back.
Oh, wait. I'm going to tell you a secret before I leave and get up off here. A new trick that a lot of these stop-stop-stop-stop-stop is doing is be careful for all the monkeys that you eat. Because a lot of women is putting deodorant on their monkeys.
What? Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yes.
Baby, break that down. I mean, we got a little bit more time. Break that down for us. Why the fuck are they putting deodorant on the monkey?
It's just like an armpit. It's an area that it's going to hold. It's going to sweat. It's going to... So, and I've seen some of the girls, they literally will put deodorant, like, right in between the creases of their legs where that monkey is, or right above that monkey or whatever, so they can get up and go through. They can try and get away with not going without washing their vagina more than once a day. They think it's worth it, just like their armpit.
Oh, bitch, you smell like sugar down there. I got to go. This bitch smell like sugar.
Your secret is telling all of it.
You know what, man? I really enjoyed that. Hey, you do know that you can't, you got to come back on here. You cannot be a stranger. You got to come back on the show.
Me, I won't. I'm going to pop up on you more than once. Just know that when you least expect it.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. See,
call me whenever you're ready for me.
Now, man, baby, I ain't even got to call you. Whenever you feel like coming on, just, hey, let me call Sin City Radio and act the ass. As you can see, we totally uncensored. We say what the fuck we want.
See?
Right. Why the hell you think we come on so late? These motherfuckers at Blog Talk, which we love and we do respect, that we are glad that Blog Talk have us a part of their family. We got to say that shit every now and then just in case they're listening. But,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. they know we they motherfucking problem children. Hey, we the problem child of Blog Talk. But, hey, they love us. Hey, they love us. Hey, we get buy rates. We get buy rates, so you got to love us.
Mm-hmm. Hey, now I'm about to get in trouble by every nasty bitch in Gary.
Well, they shouldn't be nasty. Then they just telling on themselves. Because if anybody say something, oh, bitch, you one of them.
Right. Yeah, so if you get anything on Facebook, like, oh, that bitch ain't shit. Man, you know that you the nasty bitch she was talking about.
Right.
So, hey, before we get out of here, because we done ran over already, do you got anything happening in Indianapolis?
I live in Indianapolis, actually. It's just I travel so much, you know, I'm hardly ever there. But I actually reside in Indianapolis. But as far as business, no.
No business? Well, shit, man, maybe we need to put something together, man.
I'm ready. I'm down. It's like I just haven't made any connections in Indianapolis yet. I've only been there for maybe about 5 or 6 months. So, excuse me. But I haven't even really made any connections other than people that are from Gary.
Right. Well, hell, we from Gary. So, I mean, like I said, we need to make something happen, man. I mean, seriously, let's get that. I mean, hell, you getting paid, but shit, hell, can I get paid with you? Well, can we get paid with you?
I always need security. Look, I always need security.
Oh, shit. We some fighting motherfuckers. Hey, me and my man Father Time some fighting motherfuckers. Now, I ain't going to lie. I got kids. We got kids, so the motherfuckers pull the guns. Man down. Where you at? I'm behind this tree. Man down. So now security part. Security probably ain't the best thing for me and Father Time. Goddamn, we got kids. But we will holler man down loud at the motherfucker. Man down, I said.
Right.
Man down. Hey, security probably not our best. Yeah. Security probably not our best option. But, hey, like I said, hey, we talked earlier, July 31st, we got a meet and greet. And, man, I swear, Miss Stickers, if you can make it, please do. I mean, if it's just for 15 minutes, just come in and show your face.
Okay, I'm making my business, too.
Okay, I know you. I know.
29th and the 30th, 31st.
All right, I know you're a busy woman. I know you, and I'm glad that you took time out to come fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? And I hope that everything that you do, I mean, like I said, man, shit, do your thing, baby, because I'm watching. I don't give a damn nobody else. I ain't ashamed to say it. I'm watching.
Thank you.
I'm going to go to Janine's house tomorrow and be like, hey, come on, let's watch this little Snickers video. I mean, let's see.
You might learn a few tricks to do with that click by the time you get done with me.
Shit. Hey, I mean, you know, hey, ain't a goddamn problem with us. Hey, well, hey, let's invite Snickers over. She in town. Hey, Snickers, you in town? What you doing? Well, we just sitting over here. We ain't doing nothing. We chilling.
Oh, goodness. That's funny.
We jackasses like that. All right. But like I said, hey, before we get up out of here, hey, my man Father Time, take us up out of here.
Actually, you got to, dog. Janine, you got any last words for us? I got it. Janine, you got any last words for us?
Yes, I had fun, like always. I enjoyed myself. And I will definitely be on here next week. Talk to y'all.
That's what's up. Miss Snickers, you got any last words for us?
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed myself, fellas. And Miss Lady Friend over there.
And he wasn't
joking. Just so you know.
Oh, my.
Look, let me find out
that
was that an invite. Look.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, but
Miss Snickers.
Yes. I need to inbox you because that picture I showed you, the Sin uh-huh. City with you on it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want that as a shirt?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, I'm gonna inbox you and get your information, and shit, tell us what we need to send it to, and it's sure to be done tomorrow.
Okay.
Man,
all right,
hey, that's what I'm saying. You know, man, wait a minute, we got a fucking celebrity, you know what I'm saying, wearing our shirt? Shit, we happy. for you to just say that you would wear it is like, hey, shit, that means a lot to us.
Hey, I wear it proudly, why not?
Hey, now, hold on, I gotta let you know before we even get up out of here. I mean, you ever need a custom made shirt? We do custom made shirts too. Whatever type of shirt you need, or baby. All you got to do is hit us. Custom
okay.
made.
Good.
Any picture you want on now, my man got you.
Okay. Thanks for letting me know.
All right, so hit me. Hey, let me know. Just send me email me an address that we can send a shirt to. Shirt will be done tomorrow. You probably have the shirt by the end of the week.
Okay, thank you.
That's what's up. All right, I'd like to thank everybody for coming in. I'm looking at these motherfuckers. I'm looking at the motherfuckers just got raided. Hey, for anybody, I got to say this. 35 motherfuckers got arrested in Indianapolis today. 35 motherfuckers were warned. They did a warrant sweep. And motherfuckers was happy. I'm like, God damn, only 35? If we was in Gary, it'd have been 135. But nevertheless, I'm just saying, these motherfuckers really feel like they did their job. But thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for listening via internet. SensesRadioShow.com. We coming, baby. We finna do this. Mom, dog, take us out.
I can't. You gotta take us out.
He said, no, I can't. We more prefer. We usually.
I can't.
Yeah, did you hear? I can't. We usually more professional than this. We really are. We're usually more professional than this. But.
He's so funny.
Hey, y'all. Till next week. We out. All right. Peace.